Well, good morning, and good morning to everyone from Houston all the way through Boston. What a great joy, what a privilege it is to have you all in this time of prayer and meditation. The Lord is still good. I have some good news for you. Today will be better than yesterday, but not as good as tomorrow God is promising to do for your life. Listen, there is no reason to give up. There is no reason to be discouraged. There is no reason to have your head low. The Lord is still in the miracle working business. He still has all power in his hands, and he still controls the whole universe. Whoever is here today, you're here by design. God has purpose and plan for your life, and you have to live it. You have to stop allowing what your eyes can see to deter you from getting to where God wants you to be. There is so much the enemy knows that the Lord is about to do and is doing in your life. And if you want to know why there are so many distractions, why there are so many hurt, why there are so many things coming at you, it's because the enemy knows what you don't yet know. And that is, God is going to bless you real good. He's going to bless your coming in, and he's going to bless your going out. He's going to strengthen you and give you peace. You did not come to this far with God for God to leave you now. Never let yourself believe that God is forsaking you or that God has walked away from you. Your children, your house, your life, your job, your whole being will have everything that it needs. One of the things I heard this week in our time of revival was, we have to learn how to start loving the Lord when we're just living on daily bread. We too often want the Lord to give us the whole loaf so that we can chop up and decide what to save, what to not save, and things of that nature. But the Lord is saying to all of us, I will give you your daily provisions. Every morning when you wake up, everything you will need will certainly be provided. That's why I said to you, today will be better than yesterday, but not as good as tomorrow. I want you to understand, whether you had an outstanding day yesterday or if you had a troubling day, today will be better than yesterday. It will be stronger. You will have more wisdom because you have lived through the tyranny of yesterday, and now you in today. But listen, this is why we have to project towards the future. This is the reason why. Because yesterday was what it was. Today is going to be better. But tomorrow is even going to be even better. Because God is real. God is powerful. God is mighty. And we have to take him at his word. I want you to believe me today. We have to take him at his word. His word is true, his word is authentic, and his word is real. We cannot afford to be a wishy-washy Christian. We must take God at his word. When God said, you will be the head and not the tail, when you are in between, you still got to give God praise. Until you arrive at where God says you shall be, you ought to be thanking God and praising God. There's so many wonderful testimonies that have been coming to me, how God is blessing in a mighty way, from people getting new houses, to people being healed, to people's children being delivered and set free. This is God's doing. This is not Pastor Curry's doing. This is God's doing. And God is saying, if you think I blessed you with the new house, if you think I blessed you with healing, if you think I blessed you by saving your children, bringing salvation to loved ones, wait, because tomorrow is going to bring something stronger. As a matter of fact, today is going to bring something stronger. We have to live in a state of anticipation. I expect God to do something fresh and new every day. What he did yesterday was off of yesterday's anointing. But what God is going to do today is going to be stronger, more powerful. But listen, if you hold on after living through all the celebration of today, wait until tomorrow. He's going to blow your mind. He's going to shock your socks off because you're going to be wondering, well, do I deserve this? Let me give you the answer real quickly. No, you do not. But God looks beyond our faults and he caters to our need. This is a good day. We must rejoice in who he is, for he is God, and he has all power in his hand. At the top of the hour, the Lord wanted me to remind you, eyes have not yet seen, ears have not yet heard, which means every day, something new, something spectacular, something is going to happen in your life. Let's start looking for God in everything that happens so that we can enjoy the fullness of his mercy, the fullness of his grace, and the fullness of his power. Today's text is a familiar text that every time we come on the call, you hear me quote it, but very seldom do people know where to find it. In Psalms 118 and verse 24, you hear me quote it all the time. I didn't start that way this morning because I knew that was going to be the text as the Lord had dropped it in my spirit for somebody. Psalms 118 and the 24th verse. Listen to what it says. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. I have to do it three times because I want to make sure you catch it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. My brothers and sisters, the word of God to you today is simple. God will be in it. God will be in it. Today, life will bring you sorrows and life will bring you joys. Yesterday, life brought you sorrows and life brought you joys. You survived yesterday. I need you to survive for the rest of your life because God will be in everything that happens in your life. When you gave Jesus your life, can I help you real quickly? You gave the best gift to yourself that you will ever give yourself. He will take care of you. He will provide for you. He will make a way for you. He will open up every door that needs to be opened in your life. And if by some chance a door slams that's supposed to give you access to where God wants you to be, he'll open up a window. Our God is an awesome God. We cannot discount his power, his might, and his authority. Are you listening to me this morning? We cannot discount all of you who are on the call today. You are here for a reason, not just so you can say you were part of the number who rose at 5 a.m. to be a part of prayer and meditation this morning. But let me tell you why you're here. God wants you to know that he has made the day that you dwell in. He has made the day that you dwell in. And if by some chance you believe that God is almighty and all powerful and got all the power in his hand, then listen, you got to believe that God can work out whatever happens in this day, the day that he has made. Saints of God, we have to believe that God is too kind to be cruel to us and too wise to make any mistakes, regardless of what happens. God is too kind to us to be cruel to us, and he's too wise to make any mistakes. What does that mean, Pastor? Whatever happens, there's some God in it. Listen to me. Whatever the it is that happens today, I need you to hear me. Whatever the it is that happens today, sickness, hurt, shock, being mesmerized, somebody hurting your feelings, whatever it is that happens today, believe and trust that God is a part of it. I want you to understand the good, the bad, and in the in-between, all of it, God permits, and he gives it for your good. Y'all remember the story of Joseph? God spoke to him directly and told him, your brothers will be looking up to you, and you'll be able to look down on them. God spoke directly to him. But then as Joseph begins to live his life, everything fell apart. From being thrown in the pit, sold to the Ishmaelites, put in Potiphar's house, being put in jail because he would not cross his integrity, it all was opposite of what God had said. Joseph could have given up, but he maintained his integrity and he maintained his faith. Because if God says something, I don't care what it looks like, it shall come to pass. What is my word to you? God will be in everything because everything works together for our good. Listen to me. Learn to look for God in everything that happens in your life. Instead of saying, "Why me, Lord?" you should say, "Lord, teach me what you want me to learn." Did y'all catch that this morning? Teach me, Lord, what you want me to learn. When you go through the hurt of life, when you go through the disappointments of life, when you go through the celebrations of life, when you go through the good, listen, not just the hate, the hurt stuff, but the good stuff. You have to learn to say, "Lord, teach me what you want me to learn in this moment." Because every moment of our life is just a season. It comes with a comma, because it shall continue, whether it's something good or bad. God is going to get the glory out of everything, but you're going to have to learn to look for God in the things you go through instead of hating that person, instead of being upset with that person, instead of trying to hurt the other person so that they can understand who you are and they need to know who your name is. You're going to have to learn to look to God and say, "God, what is in this I need to learn? What is in this I need to be able to hold on to for what's coming next?" Because every last one of us have a next. Even when we have gone the last mile of the way by living on this earth, there is a next. So my brothers and sisters, I want you to hear me clearly. God will be in it. God is, was, and shall forever be, with great capacity, able to see, know, and control everything in your life. Oh, wait a minute, Pastor. There's trillions and trillions of people in the world. How can he? Because he's God. Stop believing God doesn't know your name. Stop believing there's not an intimate relationship with God. When you cry out to him, he hears you. When you talk to him, he hears you. He answers you. You have to stop believing that God is a distant deity. He is not a distant deity with an agenda that does not include you. But God is an up-close and personal deity. He is an up-close and personal God. He walks with us. He talks with us. He tells us that we are his own. This is why the miracle that's happening in your life right now was tailor-made for just you. You can't go to other people asking them what they do, because God has not ordained them for what he has ordained you for. Go to God in trust that there is an intimate relationship, and that he knows your name, and that he knows your situation, and that he knows what's going on in your life. Whatever happens today, my brother, my sister, whatever happens today, look for God in it. He will work it out, because all things work together. How do we believe that scripture? How do we believe that scripture? That all things work together for the good of them who love God. Do you love God? If you love God, then you have to believe that everything, the good, the bad, the in-between, the hurt, the pain, the sorrow, the celebration, the joys, everything work together for the good. You cannot live life thinking, "Well, something bad has happened, so God is angry with me." God is not that kind of God. He's not a vindictive God. He does not try to keep a scorecard on any of us. If that would be the case, I could not talk to you right now, because I've not lived so good that I'm in God's eternal, non-mistaking committee. I am a part of the grace crowd, and I hope there are other people who are out there listening to me who recognize you've been saved a long time, but you still belong to the grace crowd. The grace crowd of those who God has to daily forgive, daily give mercy. We don't deserve it, but he looks beyond our faults and he caters to our needs. So don't ever believe that God is malicious and God is doing things to allow you to go through a suffering moment because of something you did in your past. I know the scripture that says that what a man sows, he shall reap. That does not apply to you who have given your life to the Lord. You have given your life to the Lord. You have to learn to forget the things that are behind you and say, "God, what am I to learn in this lesson? You're not a God who keeps a scorecard. You're not a God who's vindictive, but you're a God of mercy. So if I'm going through a hard moment, it's not because of something I did, but it's because something you're doing, God, in my life in this moment. And I need to learn the lesson so that when I walk out of it, I'll be stronger, I'll be wiser, and I'll be better. What does the songwriter say? I never would have made it without the Lord. Now that I've come through it, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, and I'm better. This morning, this is the day that the Lord has made. This morning, this is the day that the Lord has made. Early at the top of the morning, before the enemy starts showing you stuff and start doing stuff, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. It says, let us rejoice. You must do it. I must do it. Because the Lord is going to be in all of it, which means, listen to me, this is what it means, my brother, and this is what it means, my sister. Every new day is a gift from God. If you opened your eyes today, it's a gift from God. Listen, it's a gift from God for us to live and not die. He woke you up this morning. The old saints used to say it, and they said it so much in testimony time, so I didn't know whether it was just a cliche or not. But I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, clothed in my right mind. I know there's a lot of stuff going on, but you could have gone crazy. You could be messed up right now, but you're still surviving. You're still alive. And because you're still alive, thank Him and learn the lessons of this day. You didn't wake up so I can give you a sermon that will cause you to say you're going to get $1 million in 10 minutes. You woke up so you could hear from God so that He can specifically meet the need of the moment. And the need of the moment is for you to know that in every moment of your life, God is orchestrating something greater, something stronger. He's bringing you through. He's taking you out of. He's bringing you into. You have to understand God knows what He's doing, and He's going to be for His will is going to be fulfilled in your life. So stop thinking of the maliciousness of people. Stop hurting. Paul said it's all right to be angry, but don't sin. Don't blame things for bad things that happens in your life. Say to God, what do you want me to learn? What do you want me to understand? What do you want me to get out of this? Right. And I've learned to trust God that way. There are things that happen in my personal life that just make me scratch my head. What in the world is the Lord doing with this? But I always maintain the reality that God permitted it for a reason. Oh, He permitted it for that's how I got my healing when my mother transitioned. He permits things for a reason. Sometimes you have to be exposed to things because we depended upon ourselves and others too much. And God is saying to you, my sister, God is saying to you, my brother, lift your head and be lifted up. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and let the King of Glory come in during the times of hurt, during the times of pain, during the times of suffering. Let the King of Glory come in. He will give you joy. The Bible tells us that He inhabits the praises of His people and that He dwells within the lifting of the burdens of those who give Him glory. I beg you this morning to put on the garment of praise. I beg you this morning to put on the garment of praise. I know it sounds like a broken record, but I need you to get it. I need you to put on the garment of praise. Put a smile on your face. I ain't telling you to fake it. I'm telling you to recognize whatever you're going through, God is in it. IT. God is in it. And since God is in it, learn the lessons of it. Choose joy and thanksgiving no matter what happens today, tomorrow, and for the rest of your life. Choose joy and thanksgiving no matter what happens in your life. Let your heart be glad because God is in control of your life. That's the whole sermon in a nutshell. Be glad. Let your heart have merry because you know that God is in control of your whole life, not a segment of your life. It's not like Satan has 10% and God has 90%. But let me tell you the truth. God has 100% control over your life. Satan has no dominion over you. He barks loud and scares the life out of you. But listen to me. He has no teeth. He can't do nothing that God won't permit. And if God permits, God is there guiding and leading and protecting and providing. You shall have and not want. Do you hear me this morning? God is saying, I want you to believe with all of your heart that he will be in it, whatever it is. Those of you going to church today, when you drive on the parking lots of your congregation, things going to get on your last nerve. Won't be no parking. People going to be crazy, walking in front of you, holding you up. Know that God is in it. He could be preventing you from running into an accident. He could be preventing you from something else happening in your life. God knows what he's doing. Yield and let God have control over your life. Yield and let God have control over your life. You are God's child, and that means you are God's responsibility. And because you're God's responsibility, he will take care of you. How do I know that? Because he's done it all of your life. There were moments in your life when you gave up and God didn't give up on you. And you're here today to be able to testify of his goodness, of his kindness, and of his tender mercies. I'm grateful to God for who he is and what he's able to do. I'm grateful to God that he did not look at me as a person who thought that everything was going to be perfect. But I'm glad he looked at me with an eye of pity and a hand of compassion. And he looked beyond the needs, I mean, the deeds, of my life. And he saw every need, and he satisfied them. To him be the glory, to him be the honor, and to him be the praise. This morning you may ask the question, because the question is very simple. How do we know that God will be in all of our ifs or happenings? How do we know that God will be in it? How do we know? I know that's what's on your mind, and you would probably say, Pastor, I need you to tell me, how will I know? Here's number one, because he's omniscient. That's why. That's why you know that God will be in it, because he's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He knows everything before it happens. He knows, and if it's not supposed to touch your life, he's going to block it, because the heart attack came last night to take you out. He blocked it. You're here today. Listen to me. Satan throws darts. He is our defense system. He takes care of you. He's all-knowing. He's omniscient. That's how I know that he's going to be in whatever happened, because he permits. And whatever he permits, he's a part of. He uses it for our good. Here's another reason why. There's another reason why I know that God will be in all of our it's for today, because he's omnipresent. Oh, y'all been hearing these words forever. I ain't saying nothing big today. I want you to understand that he's omnipresent. He's everywhere. They can't put nothing around him. When people are plotting against you, he's right there listening to their plots. He says, I'm going to let them proceed and make them think they're going to get away with it, but they're going to see how I'm going to block her. They're going to see how I'm going to protect him. They're going to see how no weapon formed against her will be able to prosper. They're going to see it. My brother, my sister, if you listen to me this morning, you're not sleeping. If you're up this morning and you hear the word of the Lord that God is in it, listen to me carefully. I know it because he's omniscient. I know it because he's omnipresent. But I also know it because he's omnipotent. Oh, he got all power. Yes, he does. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what no power, no demon got to do. God can take death and say, death, go on vacation, bring her back to life. You have to stop believing that God only has certain powers. God got all powers. There is nothing. He showed us throughout the word of God. When Mary and Martha was come get my brother about to die, Lazarus going to die, and I know you love him, get down here. Jesus did not come because he wanted to show them that I can not only heal, but I can resurrect. So for those of you who still doubt in the power of God, you have to start recognizing nothing happens by mistake. Everything is providentially done. Everything is done by divine design. And we have to stop believing that God has gone on a vacation in our lives. And we have to stop believing that we've done something wrong in our past. And that's why we're going through what we're going through right now. The devil is a liar. Don't you let him put you in that guilt trip. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed, and be not again entangled in the yoke of bondage. That's the word of God. And all I try to do every week is to remind you of the hope that is found in Jesus Christ. What I want you to do is I want you to lift your head. I want you to trust God, and I want you to know that God will be in it. So now, starting today, you're going to have to grow. You're going to have to grow because the pastor gave you something that he needs you to work out. And this is what I want you to do. I want you to get up this morning. I want you to get yourself ready for church or wherever you, whatever you're doing today, work or whatever. And I want you to start seeing everything that happens and say, God, what you doing? God, what you doing? God, what you doing? When things that you really, really like, the coffee is, let's say the coffee is perfect today. And you get the coffee and you say, oh, this coffee is so good. Say, God, what are you doing? What are you doing, God? And I'm not telling you to do it in speculation. I want you to do it in so you can sort of open up that lines of communication. If you walk out of the house and something crazy happened, I want you to, before you go crazy, I want you to say, God, what you doing? What's going on, God? What's happening? And God, reveal it to me, because God will do it. And that will help your relationship with him. That will help your walk with him. That'll help you to talk to him more often. And that'll help you to stop and hating people and being upset with people. Learn how to dismiss the thing that happened and connect to the God who permitted it. Don't you turn from him. Turn to him. He's an everlasting God. He's a God with all power. He's the Prince of Peace. He'll give you peace in the midst of the storm. But the reason why you're going crazy is because you're not asking him, God, what am I to learn? What am I to learn in this confusion? What am I to learn in this chaos? What am I to learn in this pain? Those of you who know, who have been around me, know that something happened with my neck a couple of days ago. And I learned something. When you get 50, and for those of you, is anybody on this call under 50, boy, you go ahead and enjoy your life. But when you get 50, things just start happening. And out of nowhere, my neck was just messed up, and my arm started hurting real bad. Went to the chiropractor. He cracked me up real good, and still it's hurting. And to the place where I didn't even participate in the walk yesterday. But listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, as I was preparing the word for you today, I said, Lord, what are you doing? And the Lord says, it's time to talk. And he's been talking to me. He's been showing me some new stuff. He's been showing me some directional things as we get ready to go into the Father. As a matter of fact, I normally don't preach on Sundays when we have the big concerts. And I'm not going to preach a full sermon, but the Lord gave something to me that he wants me to give to the people. Because there has to be a moment in our lives when we just sit and listen to God. And God sometimes will slow us down. He'll show us that you ain't all that powerful. You ain't all that strong. You ain't all that whatever. I didn't get mad with God. Yes, the pain hurts. Yes, going down my neck, that thing hurts. And I got to be honest with you. But listen to I said to the Lord, what you want to show me? What you want me to know? And he began to pour. And he began to share. And even in the midst of pain, he's showing me some stuff. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. It's helping me also to empathize with people who have to live like this every day of their life. See, you got to stop being a privileged character who's used to just getting the blessings as it relates to things that make your flesh feel good. The blessings can be things that make your flesh don't feel good, because they can get you from doing some other stuff that make you crazy. Saints of God, this day the Lord has made. I want you to rejoice, and I want you to be glad in it. I want you to trust God, and I want you to believe that whatever happens today, God will be in it. Pray with me this morning. Eternal and all-wise Heavenly Father, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we thank you today. We thank you, God, for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercies. We thank you, God, for grace, and we thank you for peace. You are a great and a gracious God, and we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. This morning, we continue to lift up Sister Karen Samuels. Continue to strengthen her, God. Give her that rebound, a strong rebound, a total turnaround in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Brother Robert Coleman. God, keep him comfortable. Keep him safe. Keep him from all hurt, harm, and danger, God, and you let your will be done in his life. We lift this morning very strongly this morning, God. Brother Keenan Hunt, I pray, God, for him. God, I pray his strength. I pray, God, that you would give him everything that he needs. Father, we ask for a miracle. I don't know all the details, God, but I know you. And I know that you can do anything but fail. I lift him up this morning, God. God, your will be done, but I lift him up this morning, asking for a miracle, asking for another opportunity. Father, strengthen him. Father, overwhelm the enemy that's trying to take him out. I thank you, God, and I give you all the glory and the honor for his life. We continue to pray for Sister Wanda Jones this morning. Continue to strengthen her, God, and thank you for the miracles that you performed in her life. We continue to lift up Sister Ashley Murray as well as Sister Michelle. Continue to hold them as a beacon of your heart. We thank you, God, and God, continue to bless Brother Ben Mobley. Thank you, God, for all you've done in his life. And God, we pray for those who have brought prayer lists to this call today. Father, I don't know all the needs that they have, but God, what I do know is that you can do anything but fail. So God, supply, satisfy everything that they need. And God, those they're praying for, continue to strengthen them. And God, for those who can hear my voice, I ask, God, that you will remind them of the hope that is found in you. Remind them, God, that you will be a part of whatever happens in their lives today, tomorrow, and for the rest of their lives. So teach them, God, how to love you, how to serve you, how to praise you, how to worship you during the midst of uncomfortability, so that they may be able to get comfortable with knowing that you got it and you got all control in your hand. Thank you, God, for all you have done. Thank you, God, for all that you are doing. Thank you, God, for what you're about to do. Bless the pastors on this call today. I pray, God, as they bring forth the word of God, that you infuse them with your power, endow them with your wisdom, that they may be able to preach that some man, woman, boy, or girl will cry, what must I do to be saved? Bless their congregations, God. Strengthen their congregations, God. Add to the churches, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God. We praise you, O God. We magnify you, and we give you all the glory. This is our prayer today in Jesus' name.
Marsha.